This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Everyone in local government says, let me take care of myself, because we took away their tax base. And it has been going on for years. That's what this is really about.
This is the Industrial Tax Exemption Program, also known as ITEP. For years, the State Board of Commerce and Industry granted 5 to 10 year local property tax exemptions to companies building or expanding facilities and promising to create new jobs. Governor John Bel Edwards ordered a change in the rules last year, and that has created no small amount of controversy. Late last week, a Lafayette injection molding company that bought new equipment, then applied for the exemption, appealed its denial. Roderick Baggard of Together Louisiana, a coalition of churches and community groups that opposes the exemptions, reminded the board of the logic behind the new rules.
An investment that's already been made cannot be incentivized by an exemption that happens after the fact.
State Senator Rick Ward, a member of the board, disagreed.
If all we do is have a set of cookie-cutter rules, what's the point of having these meetings? And I think that this particular circumstance lends itself to us making an exception.
But Baggert warned they were risking lawsuits from other companies if they bent the rules this time.
Anytime exemptions like this across the country have been challenged, courts have determined the outcome on what they call a but-for analysis. If the exemption hadn't been provided, would they have done it anyway?
State Senator Norby Schaber seemed unconcerned.
Then we'll go to court. We vote on unconstitutional stuff every day.
The denial was reversed. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.